till her landlord showed up with the $200 bills, a notice of eviction in the other hand. Now she don't live there no more, and everyone thinks she drowned. I pulled into Mecklenburg on them trains, into a station that was flooded when they opened up the dams, and broke their connections to them railway lines, so they could blast it into the quarry for every load of granite. We got a ton of worry. One night at the diner, over eggs, over easy, she showed me the length of her legs. But that gold-plated cross on her neck, it was real, and you don't get that kind of money from pushing for me. And I should told her that she was the one for me, but I lied, but I lied to most any drifter who's looking for work. Is too weird. I met your sister and I married her in July, but if only to be closer to you, Caroline. So we lost two pretty girls. One was 7, one was 3. Alderman and Caroline on the house right up the hill, where we laid those babies down so they could still see our house. Suspicion got the best of old Alderman. He owned an auto parts store off the interstate, but the Lord took him home in July, and then Rose spilled the beans on the day that he died. And we was in trouble, and I should have told them that she was the one for me, but I lied. But I lied, tied up to concrete at the bottom of the quarry, with a tattoo on his heart that spilled out Caroline. He was silent, but his rosary, well, it drifted into custody of a sheriff that had just been deputized. Guys came up pretty angry and drunk, and I'm still here at the banquet hall, at the banquet hall, where the gong went off in the Carolina rain, in the Carolina rain, in the